talked. Mark Venninelli here in Matt Hames, and it's question and answer time, and we're open to questions all the time. There's how can they ask us questions? Well, one of them is they can email us at drgene@hensler.com.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. You just search Hensler Group. Twitter, the handle is at Hensler Group. Or on LinkedIn, you can find us as Hensler Financial.
They can also call
multiple ways.
770-429-9166 and say they have a question they'd like answered on the air.
Yep, or toll-free at 1-855-429-9166.
I keep forgetting about that toll-free number.
Toll-free.
Anyhow, first one we have here, Ryan from Fairburn. I've held Bemis Company for a little over a year now, and I was looking to make a change to Berry Plastics Group. I think the smaller company can grow further. Do you agree, Mark?
Well, both these companies are in a very exciting business. They manufacture plastic products, plastic cutlery.
They used to be called Bemis Bag Company. They used to be in a very boring business, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Containers, lids, cups, trash bags, all kinds of fun stuff. So I don't really see how one's going to grow much faster than the other. That said, analysts expect that the smaller company, Berry Plastics, should grow their earnings by about 13%, whereas Bemis is more about 6.5%.
I've never heard of Berry Plastics. How do they have any kind of rating by anybody?
Yeah, they're rated, but they're a decently sized company. They're a $3 billion company.
Oh, okay. I'm just, you know, because Bemis is a very large company. It's been around forever.
Exactly. Okay. But while Berry should grow faster, you're going to be paying a lot for that faster expected growth. I think they're trading about 25 times earnings, whereas Bemis is trading about 17 times earnings. Bemis pays you a dividend of about 3%.
That's pretty good.
It has better margins, and it's really, I don't know, if you can have one that has a little more established company as well as you get a dividend and it's cheaper, I would just hold on to it and stay
Mark,
the course.
I'm a little concerned about a guy who's been in the stock for a year and he considers moving out of it. I think it's a pattern that I can't condone. If you buy Bemis, you ought to hold it for the long run. That should be your goal.
Exactly. Be patient. Be patient. Hold on to it for a little bit.
And I'm sure Bemis has done well over the last year. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I'm sure it has.
It's done okay. It hasn't done as well as Berry, but sometimes you're chasing performance at that point if you're just giving up on one. So stay the course.
All right. We got Carlton from Sandy Springs, who says, I've held Public Storage since 2010. I'd like to invest some profits elsewhere. Should I keep Public Storage or sell out? What else do you like in that space?
First of all, Carlton, good for you. Public Storage has been on a heck of a run since 2010. I think it's almost doubled in price. I've actually liked Public Storage for a long time. You know, when the housing market was at its peak, or the struggles were at their peak and it was faltering, people had to put their furniture that was filling McMansions somewhere. They had to store it somewhere.
Right.
So that's where Public Storage kind of came in. They stood ready to benefit from other people's misery, unfortunately. But while we've seen the real estate market start to recover right now, Public Storage is still seeing healthy occupancy rates, about 95%. They're charging about 6% more per square foot. So I really like it. They've increased their dividend 12% over the last year. While it may be a little pricey, I would say hold it, but if you're adamant about making a change, I would look somewhere for maybe the retail REIT that would benefit from a stronger consumer, maybe a Simon Property Group or a Tanger Factory Outlets.
What differentiates Public Storage from any one of the number of places that I see around? And I've seen a number have been built in the last couple of years.
I would almost say it's almost brand strength. You know that they're not going to go under, or you wouldn't expect them to go under when you have like a mom and pop place where you don't really know that they have the financial backing that they're going to stay in business. And they can actually probably charge a little better rates because they have economies of scale. They own so much more property. So I would stay the course unless you're adamant. I would go with a retail REIT unless those retail REITs are backed by some of those old dinosaur type stores, a book retailer or an electronics retailer or an office supply store. I'd avoid
anything. Yeah, I must say that I'm very skeptical of any kind of retail real estate. There's no question in my mind there's a ton of overcapacity there and will continue. Now, all I see out there is Radio Shack is cutting 8 million stores. Mm-hmm. Staples is cutting stores. Everybody's cutting stores.
You have to look at those anchor stores.
Yeah, right? Well, do you think an anchor store is enough?
Anchor stores where it's a grocery store, you're a lot healthier than if you said like a Staples. Or I don't think a Radio Shack's ever going to be an anchor store. But
no, but what I'm saying, even if I look at a shopping center that's got a Publix in it, for example, mm-hmm. right up mm-hmm. the street from us, there's a bunch of retail empty in there. And if I go to the Kroger or the other Publix up the street, there's ones. The Kroger here has got a lot of retail to fill in.
Yeah, I tell you, from my perspective, it's just my opinion, but I think the anchor store is important, but rooftops, residential rooftops nearby has got to be on the map. I mean, if you don't have people that can walk to or get to you quickly, easily, I mean, you know, real estate, it's location, sure. location, location, but even beyond just location on major thoroughfares, having rooftops nearby, if people live there, much more attractive. But if there aren't rooftops nearby, that's tough.
The big thing that I see is that the Kroger may do well and the Publix may do well, but these ancillary services, there are so many places for them to go. So if I were going to have a barber shop, I'm just throwing this out, mm-hmm. why would I spend top dollar to be in that center versus a strip center where I may be paying $700 versus $1,400? I mean, I just see a lot of those kind of places, the services that you need and I need and we use on a regular basis. And as far as niche-type kind of stuff, I see them collectively going into, like, the avenues of West Cobb and the avenues of East Cobb, jumping together. Yeah. It leaves these strip malls and the big malls, really, I think, subject to severe deterioration of value. I mean, how much longer is the pennies going to be over here? How much? Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this mall over here, which you remember, Town Center was built. People drove from Tennessee to get there.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now you have all these outlets around here.
Yeah. I think the real estate market's a tough market. I think of a lot of better places I like to put my money than into retail. And you're right, by the way, on when we talk about public storage, is that people seek them out. They put them in less desirable retail locations and capture the space there without much competition.
Yep, cheaper land out there, too.
There you go. Cheaper land, whatever they build, it'll be someplace inconvenient to get to. All right, I got a good question here from Wayne in Canton. I'm trying to get my kids interested in investing. We're looking at sports-related stocks. Okay, I can think of a lot. Okay, what do you think of Manchester United and World Wrestling Entertainment? I was thinking Nike, Adidas. Well, you know me.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking Disney. They own ESPN, Under Armour, anything but one of these type of companies. Anyways, getting your kid investing early is a great idea. Albert Einstein put it pretty well about compound interest. He said it's the greatest mathematical discovery of all time, also the most powerful force in the universe. Now, about Manchester United, for all of you non-soccer fans, myself very much included, Man U is a soccer club based in England. It's been publicly traded for less than 2 years. It's lost money in three of eight quarters as a publicly traded company, so I'd kind of avoid that one. As far as the WWE is concerned, Vince McMahon, he kind of sent shockwaves through the cable industry by starting his own channel for the WWE. It's like a pay-per-view channel. It's a kind of a hybrid between Netflix and cable.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to watch WrestleMania 3.
So is he following Oprah's lead in her own channel? Is it the same type thing that Oprah did?
Yeah, it's one of those pay-for-subscription bases, though. It's 10 bucks a month.
Okay.
And you enter like a six-month agreement.
Is this the thing that Teddy takes Miles to? Miles is absolutely nuts about wrestling. He took him down to Miami to see it.
Yep,
that's it.
And you can watch WrestleMania 2 when
now Miles is around 11 or 12 years old. Let me tell you that. Okay.
Eventually, it all kind of wears off on everybody. You realize that it's not exactly real.
Well, they don't pretend it's real.
I know it's painful for them, and it is fake. But it does take some athletic ability to do it.
I gotta say, it's had more staying power as an entertainment than I would have ever thought it would.
So I look back in my younger years at roller derby being hot.
Roller
it's
derby.
It's still around. Hey! I mean, knocking that down.
Well,
you know?
The market greeted Vince McMahon's announcement pretty warmly. The shares are up 80% year to date and about 250% over the last 12 months.
Would you invest in either one of them?
Heck no.
Okay.
WWE is trading 300 times earnings, and Man U is. It's lost money in several quarters. So,
well, they pay their soccer stars $1 billion a minute.
Exactly.
And then they break a leg, you know. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense
to me. Go Nike. It's
like buying in a professional football team. Professional football teams don't make money. They're ego boosters for the guy who run them.
Just like a baseball team.
Just like
any sports team.
Any sports team. There you go. Take a break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. It's Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.